Okay, it's 6:30. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's November 24th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first I'd like everybody to introduce themselves, and I want to ask everyone to speak up because we're recording this, and please state your name before you speak so Janet can know who says what. So why don't we start back there? If you'd like to introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Heather Tremblay, school board.
Heather?
Tremblay.
Tremblay? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Mark Schellbeck, school board.
Steph Helmig, school board, budget committee.
Meredith Wilson, school board.
Bill Rerick, superintendent.
Cindy Borjall, business administrator.
Becky Wang, principal.
Stacy Eaton, director of student services.
Susan Young, budget committee selectman.
Bill Saffy, budget committee.
Janet Lewis, administrator assistant.
Lynn Chivers, budget committee.
Katrina Niles, budget committee.
Josh Reap, budget committee.
Susan Gill, budget committee.
Steve Tremblay, budget committee.
Okay, thank you. Now, I hope you'll bear with us, but we're behind on our minutes, so we're going to take a few minutes to approve our previous minutes, and then we'll get into the questions. So the first thing I want to do is look at the minutes of November 12th. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? Very good job. This was a tough one.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Bill Saffy, I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
No, second.
That was Sue Young.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then?
I will abstain.
Josh abstains. Okay, the minutes of November 17th. Any changes or corrections? I have one, line 53. The tuition at Pinkerton is $1,800. It's actually $18,000. It'd be nice if it were $18,000.
Which line is it?
Line 53, 18.
Oh,
that should be $18,000.
Right, okay.
And then these are, after that, those are dollar amounts, I believe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I didn't put in the dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other changes or corrections to the November 17th? Is there a motion to approve?
I'm motion to approve.
Who was that?
Steve made motion to approve.
Made the motion to approve. Second?
Second. Susan Gill.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
I'm abstain.
Okay. And Katrina abstains.
As well.
And Josh abstains. Okay, perfect. Now we'll go to our questions for the school board. First question is, what is the cost for high school transportation? $558.34 a day times 180 days, two buses, equals $201,013.20. Is that it? That was Bill's question.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, what year did the parents stop paying for transportation? The 17-18 school year. What are we paying per child for high school? There's 2025, 2026, that's the $18,087.30, and it's expected an increase of 5%.
That's not true.
That's part of why, Bill Rerick, superintendent, why we gave you a new budget. It's now 3.9%.
Oh, really?
The mm-hmm. tuition rate.
Oh, the high school tuition.
The high school tuition.
Oh.
3.97.
All right.
And 17,917 is the new tuition rate.
Beg your pardon, 17,000 what?
917.
Oh, good.
Was it?
910.
Oh, 910, sorry. Oh, 17,910.
Okay. Okay, good, thank you. Okay, regular education, teacher salaries, how many teachers are included in the line, and please specify how many are classroom teachers, and what are the jobs of the remaining teachers? So there's 20 regular education, two reading interventionists, one math interventionist, one PE health teacher, one art teacher, one Spanish teacher, and one music teacher. That's 27, right? Okay? Number eight, okay, this was a question about the default budget. So we just picked a couple of lines in the budget. Math, practice books, line 5645. Last year's budget was 3210, and the default is 12,800. So do the consumables qualify as a contractual obligation? And the same question for reading. The practice books, last year was 966, and the default is 15,236. The answer is the practice books are needed in conjunction with the online subscriptions, which are needed to support the curriculum and therefore would be considered a contractual obligation. In this budget, we have broken out the cost to reflect the expenses more accurately. Okay. And then Becky had an explanation on the email. First, what is Wonders?
Wonders is our reading program.
That's the reading program.
The reading books that you referenced.
That we were talking about. Okay, I just wasn't sure what you meant. Okay, so if you look at the email, so that was the reading. All right. Okay. Wonders quote is accurate at 15,236 and includes teacher and student online access. It's my hope to be able to cut this cost some by not purchasing online access for a couple of the grade levels that do not use it. It may not have a big effect because they bundle online with consumables. This year was the final year of our six-year contract, so this is new to the budget this year. Been working on getting the Math in Focus quote lowered. This year they let me purchase just one student license at each grade, which gives a drastic savings on the consumable book bundle. I'm working with our rep to get the same deal this coming year. Right now the quote is $15,500, with $12,200 being for the consumables. I think we may be able to lower that number. I can give a more accurate number once I hear back from the rep. Good, thank you.
May I ask a follow-up on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Susan Young, that's considered contractual with the budgeting law? Or, I'm sorry, that's considered contractual?
So we had a six-year sort of price agreement with them, but it doesn't mean that we stop using that program.
Right.
That was just our price agreement. So
right.
We have the agreement to keep using the program, but now it's like a new year of pricing. Because our 6 years has come up.
It's a new year of pricing, or you're adding additional?
No, we're not adding anything additional.
Oh.
We're keeping the same thing that we've had for both math and reading. Same programs, same amount of programs. I'm actually trying to cut a little bit in the online piece because we're not using it a couple grade levels in for the reading program.
So they went up from 966 to 15,000?
Yeah, because we had paid ahead on that 6 years.
We paid out of
so 6 years ago we paid a chunk?
Yeah, 6 years ago we paid a good sum of money for the 6 years.
So 6 year contract, now it's a new contract.
Yes.
It's prepaid
out
any of the 6 years?
No,
exactly.
You can't spread that out over the...
It's 1 year right now.
And
that's what I'm trying to negotiate with them. Yeah.
They won't spread it out.
No,
but we don't have a contract.
It's only 1 year's worth of materials.
We don't have a contract with them.
Well, we don't. We have our 6 year contract that just ended, but we still maintain their program. So, yes and no. Like, that's our program, but we don't have something signed saying we're going to purchase this $15,000 worth, if that's what you're asking.
Because that was my understanding what default budgets include. Something that you have a contract with.
That's true, except that this is a part of the curriculum.
Right.
That's necessary. So they're going to be signing another contract, but it's a part of the curriculum that needs to be ongoing.
But does it need to be in the fall?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Will it be a new contract for a year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once we negotiate it.
Yeah, once the price has been negotiated, it will be a contract for 1 year.
Okay, so right now it doesn't have to be in the default?
Yes.
Okay, that's just.
No, it does have to be, because it's going to be contracted once the rates are agreed upon.
We can't use the service until we sign, we have to sign a contract that Becky's trying to lower for us.
Okay.
In order to use the Wonders program. Sorry, Bill Rarick, superintendent. So we just haven't signed it yet, but we will, because we need it in order to have the Wonders program to use it.
Just like the math one that was part of that, Becky Wing. Just like the math one that was part of that email as well. That's one that I'm working on to, I think we're gonna be able to get it down to more like $4,000 for that line. Rather than the $12,200, I think that's in there.
Yes.
Question, Brian Young, Budget Committee. Are there alternate programs or materials? Like, if you didn't go with them, what would the alternate be?
Becky Wing, so typically what you do is you, when you go to change a whole curriculum, because we'd be changing from something we've been using for 6 years, is you do a pilot of other programs to see what programs are gonna be the best fit for your school, and then you would go out and purchase those. So that's like a couple of year process to change reading curriculums.
Gotcha. And these, the curriculums here, are they pretty much on point with other curriculums price-wise?
Yeah, I would say I haven't seen any big difference in any of the curriculums that I've looked at previously. I haven't looked at anything new for this coming year, because it's not quite where we're at.
And one of the other reasons why we, especially with the Wonders, wanna go to a year-to-year, is because the state is gonna, once they pass the dyslexia regulations, we may have to shift away from Wonders or to another program. So that's why we don't wanna go. I had this question at one of my other Budget Committee. Why aren't you just renewing for a longer time, because you can get a better price?
Or for 1 year.
Right, which is true in some cases, but we want that flexibility if we have to shift out.
Well, it's smart of the company to front-load it, because if you want it for 1 year, they're still gonna get their money, let's face it.
Right.
You're correct.
Steve Tremblay, Budget Committee. If you do change the curriculum, is that new training for the teachers and everything else?
It would require it. Like, as Becky explained, we would pilot, if the state gives us enough lead time, ideally, you need a year or so to pilot the different programs that you're looking at, and then make a decision, and then you go forward. Boards of state departments of education, I've worked in Rhode Island and here, they don't always work logically or on a timeline that fits what we're trying to do here at the local level. So we're projecting that within 2 to 3 years, we're gonna have to shift.
And another piece of that, we're talking about professional development. Sorry, Becky Wing. Currently, to the Title II funding, we're looking at not having Title II funding moving forward, and that's where a lot of that professional development comes from.
Could you tell us what Title II funding is?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it?
It's professional development funding.
It's federal, it's from one of the federal grants. It's, we get Title I funding, we won't be getting Title II anymore, and we get Title IV funding, and we also get IDEA grant funding.
Title II is the one directed at.
Title II is specifically for PD, for staff. And that's being cut at the DC level, not at the state level.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
One last question here. Brian Young, Budget Committee. So it sounds like if you're looking at possibly moving to a new curriculum in 3 years, let's say 3 years, pilot program would be roughly 3 years. Would that, if you were able to do a deal with them for a 3-year contract, would it make sense that next year that number would drop? Or would you do a 1-year contract for each of the 3 years with them?
I would hope that it would be a shorter time frame, Becky Wing, and be closer to 2 years, unlike the 3 years the superintendent was saying. I would want to be a little more rigorous. So I would keep it at a 1-year, because if we have the ability somehow next year, partway through the year, to find some programs and start a pilot, it could potentially shift sooner. So I wouldn't want to tie us into something for 3 years.
No, by 3 years, I meant by when we change over, when the changeover occurs.
If the potential's there to make that shift a little bit sooner.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's a dyslexia law coming through?
That is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's not a reason to not take this contract, is because they don't encompass a dyslexia law or rule or whatever you want to call it?
It's not a matter that they don't encompass it. It's a matter of there are some programs out there that would probably be a better fit for us in meeting that.
Okay.
Yeah. I just really want to, 15,000 is too much for the number of students that we have, so that's what I'm trying to talk them down from. And I think it's working fine with the math program to do that, so they should be able to come down.
May I ask one more question? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You use Math and Focus?
Yes.
Do you use all the supplemental materials, like the teacher, you know, the thing that you have in front of the classroom where you have all the different envelopes and like that? I took a class on this. Do you use all the supplemental?
Yeah, you mean the manipulatives?
Yes.
Like, oh yes, yeah.
Right, but then they have other activities that should be done daily. Do you do that?
The math counts, daily.
Yes, there's all
daily
sorts
math,
of things on
like
Monday. There's
things
on.
There are some things, yes. Like we do to start the morning, they're all at the board and they have like a daily calendar where there's patterns and there's money and there's, that's all. Yeah,
okay.
We purchased that years ago, and that doesn't have any ongoing cost.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Bill Safi, Budget Committee, I have a question. For your regular ed teacher salaries, you broke it down to 27 teachers, but yet you have PE and health teacher, but there's a PE, or is that athletics category in your budget?
Athletics is separate from physical ed.
How is that?
Because athletics includes, it's for coaches, it's for after school teams, things like that. PE is a class that we teach in school along with health.
How about the health teacher?
It's the same person. That's our
well,
the
there's
PE.
A separate category for health teacher salary.
That's a nurse.
That's
a
nurse.
Sorry.
Yeah. Same as
health teacher.
So health is a nurse.
Health is a nurse, yeah.
In the budget, but the PE teacher teaches health class for the students.
And the nurse, I'm sorry, Susan Young, the nurse is on a teacher's contract also?
Yes.
But the Bill Safi, but the nurse isn't considered one of the 27 teachers?
Correct.
Okay.
I know, it's called health in the budget. It should be called a nurse in the budget. Maybe it's a little bit, It confused me at first.
Bill, you had asked last time, this is Steve Tremblay, Budget Committee. I did quick math for you, $65,862.29 per teacher.
Yes. But Bill Safi, Stephanie, didn't you say some of the teachers are new and only make like 45 grand?
Yes.
That's correct.
So were some teachers making 80 grand then? Or?
No.
No, I have to look at what their contract is.
That number is probably an average of all our, if you take the number of teachers divided into the salary, you get the number.
65.
You're right.
What was it, 60?
Steph's correct. We have some teachers on step 1, 2, 3, and you have some that are on step 15, 14, so they would be making much more than that, 70,000.
So we have one at 25 years, one at 20
we
years.
We just have one teacher with 25
one
years.
One teacher, and then we have two or three at entry level.
Yep.
So besides the years, Susan Young, their matrix goes bachelor's plus 15, bachelor's plus 30.
That's correct.
There's two ways they
and
can
then it
get
goes,
raised.
You go horizontally and then vertically, number of years vertically versus what degree status they have.
Bill Safi, once again, I mean, don't take me wrong. I'm all for paying the teachers all you can, to be quite honest with you, because that's the whole purpose of the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole rest of the budget that makes me crazy. I mean, the kids are coming here to see the teachers to learn, and their salary comes out to
$1,773,000,
and yet you have a budget of almost $12 million that you're working for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the teacher number, is that, it says regular ed, that does not include the special ed, is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Right, so that doesn't include the special ed.
Special ed is like 3.8 million.
Yeah, that's a whole separate category.
Bill Saffy, once again, so I did some numbers, and you guys are saying that you're paying $17,226 per student to go to Pinkerton. But the budget for Pinkerton, if you add it all up, sped, extended year, busing, et cetera, it comes out to $3,973,516. And I know you keep telling me I can't average it out, but that's a lot of money. It's almost $4 million. For how many kids? 140?
Well, they're not all special ed.
No, but I mean, it's still a lot of money.
So, Stacey, so the $17,910 is the general tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, any student with an IEP, there's a tuition rate for what's considered resource. So students that just get their special education services in the resource room. They also have programs, so PASSES, ACT, and NEC are programs for students with much more significant disabilities. So those tuition rates are different in addition to the regular tuition rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if students require specialized transportation, they can't take the regular bus to Pinkerton because of their disability, then we would also pay for specialized transportation to Pinkerton. That would be our legal requirement.
Susan Young, do you have those figures like the I don't want to call it regular, but a regular special ed student is X amount of dollars?
So,
yes.
Yeah, so for resource, it would be an additional $9,900 on top of the tuition. Passes would be an additional $29,736 over the on top of the tuition.
Is that for a one-on-one para?
No.
Or not necessarily?
Nope, the paras
that's
would actually be,
the
that's not even
no.
The para. The para
that's
would be paid for
separately.
That's
just the program where the child receives the support.
The ACT program is $38,160. And then NEC, they didn't give us an update.
We're still waiting on the NEC.
NEC.
We have a 5% placeholder on the NEC program.
But NEC has been...
You can use this year's number and tack on 5%.
This year, NEC is $128,255.35. That program is inclusive. So that program doesn't include the, like, you don't have to tack on the additional tuition, and you don't have to pay for the paraprofessional support. That program is part of that program.
What does that stand for?
It's the New England Center, like Children's Center. It's a program for students with autism, run by an outside agency.
So it's not the $9,900.
Not
NEC. No,
and
that's
that one. Okay,
NEC
resource. Yeah,
they take that out.
Okay, good.
Or they include it,
yeah.
I should say.
Oh, it's.
But so it's like the ACT program. You would still pay for paraprofessional support separately.
So the $38,000 is with a para or without?
Without.
And so that's going to vary, obviously,
yes.
Depending on
that's
their,
yep.
their abilities and their education. Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Quick question. Ryan Young, Budget Committee. Do you have a rough idea of percentage of students that are special ed? Ballpark, doesn't have to be exact. Like a third?
I don't have a breakdown for, like, all together with Pinkerton, but for K to 8, we are at, let's see.
30%?
We're currently at 14.8% at the start of this school year. It's probably going to increase a little bit. The national average is 15%, but the state average is actually 19.9%.
Whoa.
19.9? Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah. Right. With what we have in referral right now, we could be going up to 16.6%.
could.
Do you have the total, Stacy, for the number of students that are serviced by special ed in Pinkerton? Resource, all the programs?
Yep, so our Pinkerton numbers actually have gone down. We're at, let's see, nine. We started the year with 11, and we're at nine students at Pinkerton that are identified, but one is in NEC and one is in another program.
So that's 10 students out of 100 and whatever our total is, 36.
So like 13%?
Yeah, about that. Another question. Steve Tremblay, Budget Committee. You mentioned earlier with the Wonder Program and the state changing something, but I guess it doesn't cover dyslexia. So does dyslexia count as a special need?
Yeah.
And the second part of that is any other like reclassification, recertification for what's going to be considered special need or what's not?
So I know we referenced dyslexia law, you know, when we were talking about the program. It's more really making sure your programs are geared toward the science of reading and are research-based and really targeted, because that's what would be best for all kids as well as those with dyslexia. Just to kind of clarify that piece a little bit. As far as identification, I'm going to let Stacy talk to that.
Yeah. So the dyslexia law is really meant to identify kids that could be at risk for reading difficulties. And so that's why you want to make sure the programs are based on the science of reading, kids are making progress. The identification, being identified with dyslexia doesn't automatically qualify you for special education. It's not an educational disability category. In New Hampshire, it's specific learning disability. So if a student has dyslexia, they may meet the criteria for specific learning disability. They may not. And that's why we really also want to get the interventions in early and have solid programming at the younger grades, because often, you know, people with dyslexia can still, you know, learn to read. They do it a little bit differently sometimes. But it may not be an educational disability.
So the second part of that, again, Steve Tremblay, it seems like the number of kids who need special needs or have special needs or diagnosed with it, whatever the word is going up. So is there, are they changing the classification of what qualifies you, so to speak, for special needs?
They haven't changed the qualifications. But I'd say, you know, there's been an impact of a lot of things, you know, COVID is one, you know, whether or not kids are exposed to books and literature and things like that at home. You know, there are studies around just like COVID for kids that were birthed to kindergarten, they have less language than before because during that time they weren't going out and being exposed to those things. So I think there's lots of things that then when you look at the criteria for disability, more kids are probably qualifying than they would have before. Just like we're saying, if you target, you know, these difficulties early, you can often remediate them, but then if those kids either weren't in school or they weren't building the vocabulary, those things, it can have an impact that then they're going to end up qualifying, you know, under special education.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone down there?
No questions. No.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
And if you have any others, just send them to
staff
and we'll get them turned around.
Yeah, she'll tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone have a good Thanksgiving.
That's
a
big thing.
We can smile, right?
Yeah.
Get away from the numbers thing.
Yeah. Your cable.
She's really young.
Yes, Cindy's brand.
Well, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
and
no, she's been here 20 years.
She's been our assistant.
I'll get you the names.
Oh, okay.
And spellings.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'll email you tomorrow.
Okay.
I forgot, Cindy. I like was so prepared at first to introduce her. And then it started.
We'll see you.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Have a good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody.
Do you guys want to come up here so we can talk
to
each other
too.
Without
sure.
doing this?
Might be a little easier to talk.
It's like those meetings you see on TV when countries come together. They're Except they have water and, you know, probably some good drinks on the side.
Cool little flags on the table.
Yeah, right. The cool little flags.
Bring me back my Model UN days with that one, Bill.
Yeah. What's Oregon Gillen?
One of those.
Oh, maybe. We'll find out.
Oh, well.
Did you want to move the recorder to the center?
No, I'm fine.
No, it's not a recorder.
Oh, the recorder?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted me to move.
No, not you.
I'll hang out with you down here.
So let's be sure everybody's looking at the brand new budget here. And if you're looking at the correct one, the final number is $11,943,479. Oh, I guess we don't have the warrant articles, huh?
I was just gonna ask about.
I asked Bill, we have them. When do they do, the 4th or 5th? I forget. I told them they were due by.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have them.
The 4th.
You have no idea what they are?
We have a teacher's contract and this, so this won't have a number on it yet.
This isn't gonna go down.
So.
So it'll be the, okay, well, we'll get them at the public hearing then. Okay, I just wondered if they were available.
No, because like this one would be blank. It will probably have the number we vote on tonight.
Yeah, that'll be at the public hearing.
Yeah, and then as it changes.
Then we have the supplemental and then we have the deliberative session, so. Yes, Bill?
I have a question for Stephanie. If I wanted to submit a warrant article, it has to go to the school committee because it's for the school budget. How would I do that now that?
You submit warrant articles to the town.
I think the deadline is passed.
Not for the school.
For some.
The town's January 13th.
No, that's.
But this is.
That's petition.
No, the town, yeah, he's talking about petition warrant article.
A petition is due the 13th.
That's a state law, not a Candia law.
But how would I, do you guys have a meeting scheduled between now and then?
Doesn't matter, they have to put it on the warrant.
Well, who would I submit it to?
We meet on December 3rd. I'm not quite sure how that works because if you want to submit a warrant article, keeping the increase to 3%, I don't know if that would be a petition.
Can be.
Well, what happens is you can put anything you want on a petition warrant article.
Yeah.
Our town attorney may say it's illegal.
Okay.
Not that that would be, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But the town attorney can say, that's illegal, so if even if it passes, you can't do it.
Okay.
But you can, and then we have to put it on the warrant.
That would go, would that go on the school warrant or the town?
School.
If it was for the school, it would go on the school.
We have contract right underneath there. You know how it's budget contract.
Okay, yeah, we meet December 3rd at 6.
December 3rd at 6, and who do I call to get on the agenda?
You can email Bill. You can email William Rarick.
I put it in writing if I were you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just call someone.
Bill at the SAU?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, 15 other towns in New Hampshire have done this, so.
Yeah.
It's not.
There's also an appetite at the State House to do that, too.
Yeah, I know there is.
How does that work if it's less than your, well, then what do you?
That's a good question.
You cut busing and.
I don't know.
Well, that's up to the board.
Yeah, that's be up to the school board.
It's just.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we all.
You can override it with two-thirds of the vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all depends what the budget committee does.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to do that. Bill would probably be more familiar with it than.
There's a whole process to do a petition warrant article, so you can just read the whole process of how you have to do it and.
I already have it.
Oh, you already have it, okay, so you're good.
Already done it.
Okay, all right.
But I will say one thing, it's not the town attorney that will go over that.
Mm-hmm.
Although the town attorney can certainly give you advice on wording if he or she chose to, it's going to be the school attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That will review it.
That will review
correct.
It. But I think you already know the correct wording, so
yes.
You're not worried about all that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have to accept it. It's not that they get a choice.
Yeah, they can't
no,
say.
Petitions
say
can't
no.
be.
Yeah.
But
you can put your recommendation
3rd,
on it. You know how we put recommendation?
Yeah.
So
but I'm
you
just
put
thinking,
your recommendation.
Would you have all the petitions done by December 3rd?
Yeah.
All the signatures?
Yeah.
He only
okay.
needs 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have them done tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I really want to do that, but we sit here and we say it's unsustainable that the budget keeps going up so much.
Yeah, I just, my hope is that you would be like, okay, we're spending too much in this. We need to cut a classroom teacher, okay? If that's what you feel, then...
Well, the principal's budget's $500,000.
Did you look through the lines?
I know, but it's just...
But, like, what is over...
I don't...
Budgeted? See, that's the thing, is you just can't sit there and say, I don't know, I just want to cut it. Like,
no, but it
for
just
town,
doesn't
we go
seem
through
reasonable.
And we think, all right, maybe they shouldn't cut so many trees this year, or things like that, so...
And then the other side of the coin is, all right, so you have 27 teachers, and how many paras do you have?
I'd have to ask them.
Well, I mean, it's like...
And paras are driven by a special ed IEP.
So you have 20 classes, so you have 7 teachers taking, like, one class for music, correct?
For the planning period, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like...
Well, they use the substitutes as well, and teachers covering other teachers, and...
But they have to pay them if they do that.
They do.
So that's something to consider when they make that choice.
The bottom line is you could make the classes bigger since they're breaking them up with special ed.
Yeah, with the
special ed are in the classroom.
I know. But they're also leaving the classroom too, right?
Yep, and our school, we have a policy, and...
There is a state limit.
We already...
And the school has their own policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also, they wanted an extra classroom teacher last year, and because of the, we were thinking of the townspeople, we said, no, we'll keep it and figure out. And it's been going well, so.
Okay, so does...
But yes, December 3rd, I would email Bill.
Okay.
Would anybody like to make a motion or a recommendation on the budget? We're not going to go by every single line on this budget.
I'll make a motion for a 3% increase over the 25.
Okay, give me a number. You're going to have
26
a
budget.
3% increase over what? Last year's budget?
Yes.
Yeah.
The budget of $10,808,000.
Wait.
10 million.
No, it's 11 million. That's, you're looking at 24-25.
Yeah.
It's 11 right million.
One.
In the blue area.
13.
Blue. Is it right here?
Budget approved for this year
budget.
Is 11,000.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, 11,113,465.
All right. So 3% of that is
3%.
Okay, I get. Somebody else check.
300.
11,446.
A lot of ones.
8, 6, 8, 95.
446. What did you get?
8, 6, 8, 95 cents.
6, 8.
Any
check.
Ideas of where you want to cut?
11,446,868.
No.
8, 6, 8, 95 cents. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have to go by the.
That comes out to a $333,403 increase.
11,446,868. Yeah. Okay. Would you like it? Are you making a motion, Bill?
I'm making a motion.
Okay.
Okay.
So the number is 11,446,000.
That's 3%.
868.95. I don't know where I got 95 cents.
I will second that for discussion.
Okay, is there any discussion?
No discussion?
I still empathize with Stephanie. I think unless we can tell them where to cut it from.
You can't tell them, it's bottom line. They can
but
do
if you,
we
make
suggestions.
But if you,
we can make suggestions.
Yeah,
we'll
like if
the
you
town,
think I,
the town.
Like
yeah.
For the town, I went through line by line and was like, okay.
Do it with the school, Stephanie.
I have. And I'm like, well, okay, so now we have our SRO. We can't use that money.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like...
I mean, we return our money.
Well, you could cut a bus.
The ones in the back.
How can you cut a bus? We already cut...
They're half empty.
Have you, the reason we have that many buses is the footprint of the town.
I understand that, but at the same time...
Cutting a bus is...
Three-quarters of the people I've got signatures from are, like, more than thrilled to give me a signature, and the other quarter are, like, absolutely not. I mean, it just gives you a feeling that the town is fed
where
up
you,
with the budget.
See, this is the thing. Like, I was condemned. I said, you know what? I'm elected as a town official for all of these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I took the town budget, and I was like, all right, we need to make some cuts for our taxpayers. So I went through, and I did my best where can I find these little bits and pieces? And I literally subtracted $15 from one line, $300 bucks from the next line to get 60,000 more additional dollars. So then you've got your people who are aging out, living on a fixed income, but then you also have your families with students, so...
Are they loaded?
Who?
Can they afford high taxes?
Families with students?
Yeah.
No, but they want their children educated, and we are committed by law for this $3.8 million on special ed. So it's like, what do you do? Cut high school busing? Charge $600 bucks for a kid to ride the bus?
Perhaps maybe we should tell parents if they want to do a daily drop-off that they should have to have a permit and they have to pay for it.
Oh, that's an idea.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
That solves so many problems.
I've asked that, but it's still...
And it's...
Nope, that's a good idea.
Wait, let Katrina finish. Yes. Okay, just wait.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. The drop-off is crazy.
I mean, I can understand, you know, my kid had a doctor's appointment and I have to drop them off, but it's just as a matter of habit that everybody drives there. And, you know, so... Everybody sees the empty school buses with six kids on them, and that makes you mad.
I know. I asked about one bus for high school, and he said we have too many riders. Okay.
And I understand that we have to have the number of buses because it's just, you can't logistically mm-hmm. do it with two buses. But if everybody was utilizing the buses, I think a lot of us would be less annoyed that we're paying that much and nobody's using it.
Right. I mean, I'll ask if we can cut a bus, but I did ask about high school. Do we need two buses? Can we have one
single bus? No, we don't want to cut a bus. We want to charge them for drop-off.
Every parent that drops their kid off,
you got to have a permit and you have to buy a permit.
Oh, revenue.
Yes.
It's a law that you have to provide transportation.
No, it's not.
Not the drop-off.
That is K through 8.
The number of parents saying charge the parents who drop their kids off here.
As opposed to using the bus.
Oh, right.
But if you're going to drive your kid to the school and not use
the
bus,
and
you buy a permit.
I like it too.
Like the bus
plus
the
drivers.
I can't imagine the poor kids who don't get driven to school. Their parents must be crappy parents because everybody else's kids get dropped off.
I'll ask.
There's a Warren article for you, Bill.
Yes.
You know, when my kids went to school,
I'd rather charge
there
high
was
school.
Nobody dropped their kids. There was maybe three or four parents.
Yeah, we're
going
to do that, too.
But to make it worth your while, you have to charge them a really big amount.
Yes.
I think that's neat when I see the line of traffic.
In Auburn, you can't even go down that road. They put up the stop. You put up the no entry because there's so many parents.
Yeah, that's Auburn.
Dropping off their
Hooks
and picking them up.
It's
but
every,
we're almost as
every town everywhere.
I'll have to ask if they even know.
And you know when that new development is finished, the traffic on Main Street is going to be impossible with people dropping their kids off. And then there's going to be...
I mean, those are ideas.
100
and
people coming out of
the method with which to discourage people from doing it. You've got to have a permit in your window, or else you've got to have a reason why you're doing it.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, now we're still back on our we have a motion and a second.
Oh.
Are we ready to vote on the first
one? Well, can we give some more ideas? Because she said she needed ideas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think we go back to the $75, probably $100 per half year for high school transportation. We did it all through. How many years do we do
it? How many rides?
Forever.
25 years. And all of a sudden,
when our kids were in
school.
Well, that would
be, how much money?
$201,000, it says, which is not going to be exactly that.
No. I'm saying you wanted to charge
140 kids?
150.
See this first line?
No, she's telling you, how much per kid? Is that your
how
question?
Many riders do you have for high school?
It says, what did you say, 140 or something?
Isn't there 140 kids at
well,
the high school?
Well, let's just say we have 100 riders.
Or even
you,
it's 10 grand.
And
whatever.
It's 17.5.
That's 17.5.
Okay.
But the kids that have cars, obviously nobody pays. And
well, then why are we paying this much for high school transportation is what...
Because we provide a bus for them, and then they drive them.
I asked, and they said we have that ridership. So you got your freshmen, sophomores who don't drive, and then the ones that can't afford cars.
You know, it's not driving to Pinkerton from Candia is not necessarily like driving to Central. Driving to Central from Candia was 15 minutes. Driving to Pinkerton
that's 25.
It's at least 25 or 30 minutes, and the parking is
expensive.
Drive by their parking, and you have to pay for a parking permit, I think, there, don't you?
So if they can afford that, I wouldn't think that they'd have a problem paying for a bus.
Well, I guess the question would be, how many kids actually utilize the bus?
Yeah, I'll have to ask that.
You said there was more than one bus full.
Yeah, he said, unfortunately, we can't go down to one bus because of our ridership, they have too many kids. And then I asked, can we have a drop-off, like at school? Can we reduce the, and he's like, unfortunately, that really wouldn't cut costs a ton, but it might cut, I'll ask.
I would ask as a, you know, interested party.
But then we already have parents complaining that their kids don't walk too far.
98% of the time, but once every 3 months needs to take the bus.
They had a thing. They had it set up so you could do a single, because the athletes would only go one way and not in the afternoon. They had it all set up.
Did we have punch cards for that?
I think so, yeah.
I think you bought a punch card.
A Charlie card? I don't know.
You could buy 10 rides.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it used to be 75 for half a year. That's not very much. I'd raise it to 100, because remember you said how many rich people we have.
No, I said we don't have rich people.
No, in town. Yeah, it's less budget than you. But I'd raise it to $100 half a year.
Kids, now it's $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$400.
And you know what I'd do? I would set up a fund. I'd set up a fund for those kids who can't afford that, who can't afford their lunch money, and let some of these wealthy people pay for it. That's what I'd do. I'd set
up
that
fund. We have a fund for kids who can't afford lunch.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Through the welfare department.
Okay. Through the town welfare department? Oh, I didn't know that.
It's private donations.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a private donation.
Yeah, it's private donation. Yeah. It's not
she the just welfare department.
Yes, she manages it.
Yeah, it's not through the welfare department. I'm just saying that.
Well, our welfare agent orchestrates it.
Yes, she does.
How many kids in high school?
I don't have
140.
Is it 140?
Hold on.
140. It went down. The population went down. I want to say 140, but I don't have it memorized. Lynn probably does.
Is it possible to somehow coordinate the kids that own cars to pick up the kids that don't?
No, they can't drive them if they're 16 on the first license.
I started a Facebook rideshare Facebook page for parents when my kids went. It didn't go anywhere. Nobody offered to help. Because we used to have stops, like 5 stops around town. But now parents are not in agreement with letting their children walk to a bus stop that's 3-4 miles away.
That's kind of a long ways. Basically 4 miles.
Well, yeah, if you have central stops around town, so like I live on I live on Fieldstone, and my kid's stop was up at the
church. The library? Yeah.
That's a little too far to walk.
So
in the dark.
Yeah. We drove them.
They go up 43 in the dark.
Oof.
Bill Saffy, back to the 3% budget. So if you wanted to cut things, could I just say, can you take 100 grand out of the maintenance budget? We need to find 500 grand.
Yeah.
To do 3%.
What are we overspending in maintenance?
You're asking me where we
No, I'm just
cuts.
Saying we're not asking for a machine. We're asking to keep it.
We're leaving it up to you guys to justify what's your priority versus what's not.
Josh Reap, to that end, what kind of, like we're talking underneath regular education replacement of furniture.
Yeah, that's not even. That's so we're working off of the blue.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I would feel a little bit better if everything that was suggested wasn't met with such resistance. Well, if there would be a compromise.
What in maintenance can we cut on?
I don't know. That's up to
take
you guys.
That department
and the principal budget, $500,000, take 100 out of there.
Well, for what? You can't take her salary out. You can't take the salary.
There's $500,000.
She doesn't make.
But have you looked at
I looked at it. I mean, I don't know what's a priority and what's not.
Yeah, it is what it is. But
I'm just.
I just.
They're good ideas.
Like if you said to me, that's contract.
You know the
telephone. They're spending too much money in telephone. Let's remove $1,000.
I didn't think so either.
That isn't contract at all.
It is.
And they know this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The books?
To the books.
Yes, it's part of a contract that they're getting ready to sign.
It's not a contract.
But it's not an inked deal that's contractually obligated.
Exactly.
Yet. Correct.
Well, I'll call them tomorrow and tell them to sign it.
Teach the children math.
What? So right now they're trying to get the price down, so they haven't tried
to sign
the contract.
Oh, yeah, I'm not screaming. I'm just saying, like, literally.
We can just tell her, sign the contract at the higher rate, and we'll go for it.
My thought is the taxpayers the last, 3 years have given the school a default or the lowest amount they could. I think it's going to get to a point where everybody's going to be sorry because they're going to say no. They're going to say no more, and they'll load that gymnasium, and that's going to be the end of it. I really would try to, I think 3% increase is reasonable when the cost of living went up, 2.7? I think that's reasonable. And we don't have the teacher's contract yet. I don't know what they decided on. They settled. They settled.
Yes.
My grandson locked himself in the bathroom.
So,
like, you can hear our conversation.
He's only two.
I've looked at it. 200,000 of it is health increase.
They said call Allison.
Health insurance increase. So, well, like,
maybe they have to pick up some of that.
What?
We have a contract.
What is the percentage that everybody pays for their... I assume that we don't foot the whole bill, but what's their percentage?
I can get that number for you.
Does it vary?
We've agreed on the contract for we're in right now.
It's not binding until the people vote on it.
And then, well, the school board and the teachers union have agreed on it, so it'll be presented to the town to either approve or disapprove.
Right.
Well, so
if not, it goes to, I think, default to what they're currently under, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, going to what they're doing now.
So the increase for health insurance would still be there.
Mm-mm.
Right,
mm-mm.
But...
If we default to this contract this year?
Yeah. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works
at
all.
So if the teacher's contract fails...
If that warrant article fails...
We go to work under the contract that we're in
right
now. Right,
but the health insurance doesn't go up. You have to keep the same parameters cost-wise. Now, they might have to pick up some of their health insurance.
But if the health insurance increases, like the...
the program they have
now... For the tuition rates for Pinkerton go up 3.97, that's default because we have to pay that. So
I'm talking about the teacher's contract.
Yeah, so I'm thinking
that's a separate
warrant teacher's
article.
Contract, the health insurance increase comes up.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not default?
Because you haven't signed the contract
because
is not valid until the taxpayers say it is.
So what I'm saying is if it isn't valid, we operate under the contract we're in
right
now. The contract we're in right now, the increase is 200,000.
You
operate for the same plan that we are in right now.
You operate under the financial constraints of what you have right now, not the same contract, so to speak. Say you've added dental. You know how we added dental or up the dental at the town level? We can't do that. If the taxpayers don't vote for it, we can't do it.
Even if it was in...
Even if we've told them we want to, we're going to.
Well, we're not adding health insurance. We're just keeping it.
I gave it... No, that's an example. That's an example. But you have to... It's my understanding you have to stay to those financial... Oh, he's locked out too?
I'll
you
have to ask
to,
how
yeah.
that bill, how
ask,
that works.
Ask him that and ask about
I think you have to continue to give them health insurance.
Yeah,
yeah
their
you do.
Yes.
Health
yeah.
insurance increased 7%.
I think we're obligated to the continuance of the current agreement
until
the legislative body approves it, which
exactly.
is what
the
right.
obligated
exactly.
to cover the 7% increase.
Yes. Because then if you don't pay for the 7% increase, you don't have a plan.
Yeah, you have your plan. So that makes sense,
yeah.
logically speaking.
I would like to know what... what their percentage is of, I mean,
and
is it the same for everyone, or is it different depending on what category you are?
Well, I think there's two, Josh, to that end, I have two, obviously that question, depending on the category, but also just in general, what is that percentage share overall?
Right. Yes.
Like, what are they paying monthly? What are they contributing monthly?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go by family, single?
Yeah, they have single family, but I think we pay less for a family.
Yeah, yeah.
We contribute
like
less
town,
for family, less for...
I don't get anything about my
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I don't think
yeah.
we contribute to
I
the family part of it. We pay for the employee.
We do, in the town.
Yeah. That's
we pay to the family. I think you do. Look
yeah,
at the teacher's contract.
Yeah, but you know,
yeah. If the premium is $500 for the family and you pay $250, you're
yeah.
paying towards the family.
Yeah, see, like in our
yeah.
work, we
we only give, like, say, we contribute $50 per employee. If an employee wants an employee and a spouse, we still only contribute $50.
It doesn't do that in municipalities and schools.
I'll ask.
The way it goes.
I'll ask, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I can't imagine that somebody who's got a family plan and their premium is $40,000, they're not footing the bill.
We don't have many family.
But they're not footing the difference.
No, they're not.
Out of their paychecks.
Yeah, I'll find out.
I would be curious.
What their percentage of contribution.
But that'll be in the warrant articles. That's part of the whole warrant article.
So that's a health insurance, so then, it's going to affect that line.
Will affect, yes.
He doesn't even have it in there yet, does he?
What?
For health insurance, he doesn't even have the new contract.
Yeah, they do.
He does have the new contract.
They have the new amount, yeah.
He added the 5% or something, he said.
Yeah. Instead of a 16% increase, health was seven.
Seven, yeah, so that was.
It is in here already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I have another question. How many secretaries do we have in the office that's covered under the principal?
I don't know where they are under, but I know that we have one full-time and one part-time.
Secretary salaries?
Have we always had one full-time and one part-time?
No, there's a special education.
Because that's a, she's got a, there's a $25,000 increase.
In which line?
From, oh, you know what, no, never mind.
We have a retirement for $25,000 next year.
I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm going all the way back to 21, 22.
Yeah, we have a full-time and a part-time, which has been here since 18 years.
But that's what the special ed.
The special ed has a
full-time.
Full-time, which has been here for over 18 years as well. So there's been no new secretary.
No, I was looking at the wrong number. I need to put on my glasses.
And I should have, Susan Young, I should have asked when he was here about Zoom. I need a straight answer. Do we have it? Don't we? Half the board.
We do not utilize Zoom. We have an online program that cost the town $30,000. They voted on it. It is recording. We have a camera and we have little microphones in front of each person.
But we didn't have it tonight.
And you can log in. It's not our meeting. We weren't asked to provide it.
Okay.
We could have. We talked about it and Lynn said we have meetings.
Well, I didn't even realize you had a facility.
We'd have to pay the guy to come in and do it all, but
so why
we could have brought Zoom from town.
Why didn't you go Zoom?
It's ADA, as you know.
No, we settled that. That is taken off the table. That's all settled.
When it's live stream, it's also, you can read it at the same time.
Yeah.
People can log in. It's a YouTube link. It's on our.
But they can't interact during the meeting.
No.
That's what the trouble is.
And we've addressed that and said if you'd like anything added into the minutes, you can email the school board or SAU. They allow public comment, which we've told people if you'd like a public comment, you can
come
email
down
it.
To the school.
We can email it and we can make it part of the minutes.
But how do they know they want to publicly comment and if they can't, unless they're listening to it right then? I mean, They can't tell you
we
ahead of time.
We have it live and recorded, so.
It's all right. It's just not going to happen. I'm convinced of that.
No, part of the thing is that we don't have back and forth in our meetings unless,
Yeah, you don't have input.
Yeah, no. We have public comment.
At one time, yeah.
In the beginning and at the end, so twice there's room for public comment. And then we had a concern, and somebody asked what we can do. So we said, if you want any kind of comments put in for minutes, you can email the board or Bill, and we can put it in the minutes to make it part of public comment.
But if I don't know how you voted or if you approved something, the board, when I say you.
Why? How would you not know?
I'm sitting, because I'm listening to the thing. I assume I can listen. I don't know.
It's a YouTube, so you can see it and hear it and read it.
Through my phone or my computer.
Yeah.
But I can't talk. I can't speak that night.
No.
All right, so there's no public input that night.
Not during
that
the meeting.
Night, no.
Not during the meeting. Okay. Let's
go back to the budget. So we have a number. Let's take a vote and go from there. okay?
Did we determine what we get,
what?
What we could do for the transportation, the high school transportation?
I'm sorry.
Did we determine how much that would take off?
No.
Well, right now it's 13%, and then I asked for ideas of what we could cut to get to that number.
I'm talking about the high school transportation. Did we get a figure?
If you made a $75 charge?
$100, I'd say $100 for a half year.
But we don't know how many kids take the bus.
Actually use the bus.
Of course not.
We don't know.
If it's two buses.
Yeah, but we don't.
Might be 70 kids.
There's 72 kids per bus.
But they're not both full. There's too many kids for one bus.
Yes.
Not enough.
It's more than 72.
Oh, is that why they're doing two buses?
So maybe it's a high quality.
There's too many kids for one.
Too many kids for one bus.
Oh, okay.
So we have two buses, but we don't know how many kids are on the second bus. So we don't know.
Well, if we assume there's 100, Steve Tremblay, assume there's 140 kids in the school, just so you charge everyone $200, it's $28,000.
If you charge every kid how much?
200.
200?
100 bucks.
Oh, 100 for kid.
No, 100 per...
For a half year.
Oh, for half year. Okay.
So it's 28 grand.
Okay.
So juniors and seniors can drive.
So you're talking 13, 14 grand probably?
I can tell you as a parent, I'd probably find a work around.
That would mean there's like 72 kids on the bus.
You're not going to get anywhere near the full 28.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's juniors and seniors drive.
That's what every kid's not going to buy.
Yeah.
And the kids that work, they can't ride the bus. They got to go to work after school.
Well, I'm trying to do it what Stephanie did and go line by line what I think is reasonable. And
yeah,
that
so
was why one of them was that.
But everything I say, you
I have written.
Know.
Well, the thing is, you just can't say, I'm going to cut $100,000 from there. Okay.
Well.
What do you, like, and I just went through the principles and I was like, oh, that's all contract. That's a contract. That's a contract. That's
well,
a contract.
Well, they were on one thing, but we'll get
so
to
I'm
that.
So I'm like, ugh.
You should get rid of the assistant principal.
No, I like her. I love her. She's
not
please,
saying you don't. I'm just
can
saying.
You please come spend
that's
one
how you get around.
That.
I'd have
one
larger
day.
Class sizes.
Okay,
it is crazy.
But it is possible.
Ryan, you want to say something?
Raising
this
your
is
hand.
A small question in the grand scheme here. If we're shooting for $500,000
yeah.
a pull, but I'm just curious, and this is I'm late for this question. I should have had it last time. But the under the principal services, the data communications. The $5,000 or $5,700 for Comcast internet plus is the internet for the school not one line?
Which line is it? I can ask.
I'm sorry, it's about 2/3 of the way down.
What page?
Under principal services.
Data communications.
5532 is the line item. It says data communications. It's 50. The last year was five or a little over $5,000. This year's default is $5,700, meaning it's a contractual thing. That's a big increase. B, it says it's for, I don't know if that means the increase is for Comcast internet or if that charge is for internet service to
mm-hmm.
the principal and anyone in that department.
And
I know this is a question
school.
I should have asked when we had everyone sitting here, but.
Going back, the town of Candia approved Comcast only.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know what we can do to change.
We had no
well,
other
that just
options.
Starlink.
You can get deals though if you call up and ask.
Yeah.
Sure. We can ask Comcast. For
I think we're actually in, and we get a discount with Hooksett and Auburn as well. So we're in a, I don't know what you call it.
I was more just curious why the principal's internet, or
it's
if
separate.
That was just for internet, or what data, sir, you know, data communications.
Yeah,
is that for the whole school?
Yeah.
It seems like the school would have one bill for internet.
I would think that would be whole school
could
if you ask
be
me.
Wrong.
And why, this is Josh, and also on the line above it says, so that line says Comcast internet plus 3% increase. The line above it for telephone also says Comcast plus 3% increase. Are there multiple contracts with
yeah.
Comcast communications?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get telephone,
okay.
internet.
Yeah, but it's usually under one contract.
It's usually under one contract.
But,
I mean, you could buy for, you can
well,
itemize
it's down.
The bill.
Yeah, but line
yeah.
above
it's
it is down,
down $6,000.
Well, I'm also looking here like cell phone reimbursements. I know like some private employers will, you know, or how much are we reimbursing? Are we reimbursing
68
for the,
per phone.
Are we per month we're paying $68 per month for cell phone?
No, like so I know within the SAU, like if the principal has to have a cell phone on her at all times, they
mm-hmm.
will contribute $60 towards her plan.
Per month or?
Per month.
Wow.
As far as I know, I can double check. That was for
you
Bill.
$30 a month.
That's a lot.
Because my like
now
my
don't quote me. I just
no.
That's,
well,
she's
well,
gonna
so,
check.
So my
write
question
it down.
Is how much is the
yeah.
how much is the stipend, and is it a stipend for partial bill reimbursement or is it the full bill reimbursement? And secondly, has this school, this SAU audited or shopped around for other phone providers, like Comcast is a certain cost. You can get Verizon one talk for like $10 a line. So there's other options out there. I'd just like to know if Comcast, if we're in a contract with them, or if there's an option to shop around for those services. Because that could save thousands of dollars right there. I did at work, we save about $8,000 a year.
Yeah. I only pay $30 a month.
That's the thing, yeah.
Really?
I can get that cheaper. I would assume, Ryan, I would assume that the $13,000 spent last year for telephone, I'm assuming that that's for phones for many people. And
yeah, I wouldn't think it was cell phones. I think it's in-house phones as well.
My suspicion is landline, but I just want a clarification on that.
That still seems like a lot.
Because like teachers aren't required to have a cell phone.
That's a lot.
I would assume that that's probably for the whole school or something, and it's just nestled under principal services. I would assume. But again, I should have asked this.
I have another question too. If we're looking for places to suggest for cuts under principal services for tuition reimbursement, I understand that there's a note on here about contractual commitment for courses.
Yes.
But is that whole amount, is the whole $15,552 contractually obligated, or is there some discretionary leeway in there where they can eliminate it for a year? That would be a question I would have. We're talking about.
I know that course reimbursements are part of the contract.
So sure.
The teacher's contract.
Well, I know like professional development, there is contractual obligations for reimbursements, but there's usually typically traditionally discretionary amounts as well.
Which line?
That was. Sorry,
give me glasses. 25241.
Yes, principal services, tuition reimbursement. Professional, then workshop. In reimbursement for professional, again, do we need that for next year? That's 2,000, but when you start adding these up, you're going to...
It's part of the teacher's contract.
No, she's not on the teacher's contract.
Oh, no, principal. The principal is under her own contract.
Okay. Right. How many years is that? When does it
usually
come up?
Usually it's a 3-year. I'm not sure when she's up.
It's a number of years.
Steph, you're writing all these down, right?
And forgive me
trying
for... me for not being here at the last meeting, but like other professional services goes... It's $31,000 for next year, professional services.
Mm-hmm.
Principal Which, services, other professional services is $31,000.
What's the note?
There's no note.
I'm pretty sure that's the SRO. And yes, we will be contracted
School Resource Officer,
January.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which was voted on by the
is
town.
Is that, we don't have a contract, that's not a given. You don't have a contract for
No,
that.
But.
What's in blue, though?
So that can, so that
it
can
shouldn't
go.
Be.
The,
that
it was
can
a warrant
go.
Article?
That, no, what?
Yeah. It was a warrant article voted on by the town.
What?
To have
years
a resource
ago.
Officer?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, we as the school board, yeah, that's
I
why
don't
it's in
remember
there.
That. What, you, last year?
I have to look.
I believe you.
No, it wasn't last year. It was years ago after the shooting in...
Shooting?
But it was
they
never...
Had, yeah, it was never...
they were trying to hire and they couldn't find anybody, but now they found
two. I don't remember that. That's something I... Do you remember that one? Voting for a resource officer?
Well, I know it wasn't last year, but we may have done it a few years ago.
But I mean, as a warrant article or part of the budget? I thought we were discussing
article.
Part of the budget for the police budget. I don't remember doing it a warrant article.
We reimburse the school, the deal is the school would reimburse the town.
Yeah,
so
but
that
I
we
just
don't have to
remember
pay
the town voting
so
for that.
So, Ryan Young, so last year we had a resource officer.
We didn't. When after the vote, we've been... trying to actively seek one. We had one hired, but then something personal happened in their life and they nixed the job. But right now I've been told, Stu told me last week that we have two gentlemen in town that are part-time workers that are looking into becoming, I don't know if both of them will do it.
Yeah.
Or just
Who
one
told
of them.
You that?
You didn't.
I didn't know that, but that's good. If I
Mike
said
and
it. Maybe I was on my medication. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know about it, so then I asked the principal, and she's like, "Yes, as a matter of fact." And I was like,
"Oh,
okay."
Shit. Oh, sorry.
The default, I think, is wrong. That number is wrong. What they have to do for the default is tell us exactly what that number, how that number was gotten at. That's what they said at the budgeting meeting.
I'll have them check with their lawyer.
The New Hampshire Municipal Association. And we're supposed to have the default budgets for the town and the school before we vote on these.
I'll check with I'll have the school check with the lawyer on default.
Last question, sorry. NHRS professional is the...
Retirement.
Retirement, thank you.
Why there's like a line above it in some of them that say assistance or something is weird. I don't know what that is, but...
There were that...
NHRS support and then NHRS professional. Those are both retirement lines.
Okay. Oh, so that would be for the principal and vice principal.
Yep. And then regular ed is broken out, and I think it went down in maintenance because our maintenance person retired. Our maintenance director retired.
That's straightforward.
I'd like us to take a preliminary vote on the motion that's on.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Just to see what people are thinking.
3%.
3%.
This is the 3%.
Over last year's approved budget.
Over last year's approved budget, yeah. That's 11,446,868.
And Stephanie, do you remember what the percentage was from last year? Approved budget?
It was default, but I'll have to ask.
Well, it was default?
I think it was.
Yeah, last year you got the default.
It was only default. Someone actually put a motion to say default plus like 50 grand in maintenance, and that got shot down.
Yeah.
6.8.
Yeah.
6.8 was the default last year.
Yeah. Looked at what got approved.
It was?
Last year, 6.8 got approved. The year before that, it was 3.9.
Yeah,
the
year
before that,
it was 3.9. One of them, one year, the default was higher than the request.
Okay, we're gonna start with a vote.
Yes.
Steve, yes or no?
On 3%?
On the...
Yes.
Yes.
For 11,446.
Yes.
Susan?
No.
Yes.
Josh? Yes?
Yes.
Steph? No. Brian?
Yes.
Yes, Sue?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
6.4.
Be awkward if you put it.
Wouldn't it?
And
what?
It'd be awkward if I said no.
Katrina?
Yes.
Come for the numbers, stay for the humor.
Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses, and 1, 2, 3 noes. 6-3, that's it. We can change this, but that's the number we've got.
Thank you for the recommendations. I'm going to ask all the questions. And find out high school ridership would be good.
Definitely.
Just out of curiosity, Ryan Young, and you don't have to tell us, but if obviously you guys sit back down, if you have a decrease, you sit back down, sharpen the pencils. If you want to give us a slight look behind the curtain here, what's an area you guys try and start?
So, like, last year I went to them and
You don't have to tell us.
No, last year I went to them and I said, all right, they look for the big numbers. Like, they said, all right, high school busing. They were going to cut Spanish program. So that's the teacher and her benefits. And then they were looking at one of the part-time secretaries. But I, myself, would rather, instead of getting rid of the secretary, I'd rather find that money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's what they do, is they look for, like, the big, how can we find $500,000?
But isn't Spanish... Yeah, the kids are here to learn. Spanish teachers.
It's not a required.
I wouldn't have cut that.
It's not a required. So that's what I'm just saying. Like last year, they looked for big ticketed items that we're not required by law to have. We're not required by law to have high school busing. We're not required by law to have that. So with the special ed being 3.8 million, like I've been working on this and like, where are all the increases?
It is crazy.
And I'm like, $200,000 for health insurance. Like, it's a contract rent. So
they're
they're
just gonna have to pay.
They look for the big ones.
The teachers.
Yeah, unfortunately,
all companies
where we've already voted.
It's not contractual. They don't have a contract for that we're gonna be voting on until we say they do.
So I don't know.
But a lot of companies, private industry, they're making their employees pay more.
Yes.
Because the costs are going up so much. Some aren't.
Yeah.
Maybe
some
not what you work for, but. A lot of companies are doing that.
Even the state did,
They're just,
so like,
because it's unsustainable.
Even what I do is I go, like, last year's budget, okay, what did we budget that we didn't spend, or what was underspent? And a lot of that was special ed, so it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
But will you promise me that you guys won't go into deliberative and say we're going to cut art and all the athletic
programs?
We're going
to have to say what,
because that's what gets everybody riled up.
Yeah, so whatever it's agreed upon that's cut, there's five of us on the board and...
Like, so you have to write a letter to please not do that before the meeting, I guess?
Well, no, parents need to know if they want to support or not support. They have to have the facts. So,
right.
Like...
I mean, yeah, that's what we just discussed. It's almost $400,000 from the budget, so it's whatever they cut is going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to find that in the corners.
No.
So I think it is. It probably is cutting Spanish.
Oh, well, they've returned $400,000, so there's been enough money there to do
last year, and it was special.
A lot of stuff. So
you got $33,000 for the resource officer.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
down to 300 and what is it? 367,027 cents. Not to
and
make it
possibly
a bit,
18,000 for high school buses. I mean, mm-hmm. you could take the half out of the middle, mm-hmm. but that's still not
a little here.
400,000.
Right? Well, there's 201,000 for high school busing. So if you cut half of it, it's 100.
You won't cut half of it if you charge the parents. It's only
well no, but if
28
you
grand
if you find out there's only 70 kids riding a bus. Then you only need one bus.
Yeah.
I know that's what they say, but
oh.
Who's gonna count the kids on the bus? The bus driver that wants
that
to keep
needs
his,
a job.
That wants to keep his brother employed,
I'll have
you know
to
what
ask
I mean?
How they find the ridership.
I know, that's too high school. I hate for anybody to lose it.
I know.
Okay, would anybody like to make a motion here?
Oh, so we voted on that.
We voted on that.
So that's, do we adjourn this or continue it?
Well, we'll continue. No. We don't we adjourn. We continue after the public hearing, and then we have a meeting on January 21st or something like that. Okay, so
are we back here on the 9th?
The 9th for the school
9th
public hearing?
Is the town or the school? Yeah, the 9th is the public
hearing. Here or at the town?
Town.
So the 9th?
I think the rest are all at the town.
The school one is on the 9th and the town one is on the 10th.
That's
yes.
correct.
That's
and they're
backwards.
Both over at the town. Everything's
that's good.
At the town. This is the only meeting that's here.
That's good.
Okay.
What
time are your meetings
okay.
here?
On Steve
six.
Makes
six
a motion five. To adjourn. Do we have
I'm
a second?
I will second.
Susan Gill.
Everybody second. Susan Gill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we'll be back.